Hey, podcast listener. Are you working so hard you wonder if the money is even worth it? If you're like most CPAs I work with, you have way too much to do, you feel relentless deadline pressure, and worst of all, you feel torn between serving clients and being with family. What if I told you you could work a 40-hour week without losing a dime? I know it sounds impossible, but my Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is designed for CPAs just like you who want to get their lives back. Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind is launching soon. In it, you'll learn how to start getting your time back week by week, make your workload manageable while still bringing in plenty of revenue, what to put in your packages and how to price them, and so much more. Don't leave your future to chance. CPA Mastermind will get you on the sane, profitable path you've been searching for. With unlimited coaching, your success is guaranteed. Go to GeraldineCarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there. Welcome to the Business Strategy for CPAs podcast, where I help overworked CPAs go down to 40 hours and then down to 25 hours without giving up revenue. My name is Geraldine Carter. Today, we are talking about what to say on your website. What to say on your website when you're a CPA and you don't know what to put on there. And anytime you do make updates or put anything on your website, even if it's an accurate reflection of what you do and what you offer and how you can help people, somehow it just feels wrong. Like it feels too academic or it's too anodyne. It just feels like it's missing something. And you know the feeling, the kinds of phrases that we're talking about, stuff like, we've developed an expertise for strategic tax planning. We can help you effectively manage your tax burden. We offer all kinds of services for all kinds of businesses. Please see below for all the ways we can help you. Listen, I get it. It's hard to know what to put on your website until someone walks you through it. And it can be a lot easier than you might think. Knowing what to say on your website matters because when you know what to say on your website, it finally feels like you have a way to attract the kinds of clients you actually want to work with and do the kind of work that you want to be doing for the kinds of clients that you want to work with. The kinds of clients, the kinds of prospects who are looking for exactly what you do, who want your specific kind of expertise, who value your expertise. And when they value your expertise, they are more likely to be the kind of high-paying clients you are looking for. If you don't know what to say on your website, you're more likely to use the same kinds of phrases used by countless other CPAs. You're likely to create a roster of clients who are all over the map. You are likely to burn time trying to find the right words, or maybe you'll waste money on a shiny marketing firm who's going to serve up templated, meaningless accounting speak that's not going to appeal to the kinds of prospects you want to find you. Or you'll feel frustrated staring at a blinking cursor, wishing you knew what to say. So in this episode, I want to give you just one part of your website to make it bite-sized, to help you start thinking this way, to help you start listening for the words that your clients say to you so that they can help you write the words that will go on your website. And this part of your website, right underneath the header, are the pain and the dream, and they go together, and it comes before the process or the fix, what you would think of as your services. That comes after the pain and the dream. The pain is what your prospect is experiencing before they work with you. It's what they're dealing with in their business. It's how they feel when they're dealing with it. It's painful. It stinks. It's a problem. They don't like it. It hurts. And they would pay money to end their suffering. The dream is what they want to have instead. It's why they are Googling for a CPA in the first place. It's because they're in some kind of pain and they believe there must be a solution to what they have. There has to be a better way out there, and I'm going to Google around to see what I can find. And what they're hoping to find is a solution that's going to get them out of their pain and to their dream, to their desired future state, to their Shangri-La, their heaven, their it would be so amazing if I could just have fill in the blank. They're Googling because they want something. They're asking their friends, their colleagues for references because they want something. And the thing they want is their dream. But without the pain articulated on your website and their dream articulated on your website, your process, which is your services, which is often what CPAs' websites lead with, it has no place to land in their minds. Leading with the pain and the dream is like creating the hanging file folder in the file drawer so you have a place to stick that piece of paper. The pain and the dream is that file folder. Your process, your service, that's the piece of paper. When you create the file folder in their minds, now your process, your services, they have a place to go in your clients, in your prospects' minds. Before you gave them the pain and the dream, your process had no place to land in their minds. It was absent of any context. So here's some examples of pains and dreams so you can get a feel for how it sounds. Some pains first, and these pains come from the CPAs who I work with, that they say their clients say. They say their clients are frustrated by QuickBooks. They can't find the time and energy to do their bookkeeping. They're burning time keeping up with tax rules. They're wondering what they might be missing that could be costing them more tax than they need to pay. They hate being caught off guard by their tax bill. And last year they had to sell their boat to pay their taxes. They have a haunting feeling that they're paying more than they should be or could be, but they don't know if they're doing things right, much less what to do about it. They're confused about taxes and wondering if they're paying too much. If they own businesses, they're stressing about running out of cash. They don't know where their next dollar is going to come from. They hate being the low bidder on projects. They're sick of small and tedious projects with low margins. They worry about buying equipment that they can't afford and then maybe having to sell it in a fire sale because they need the cash. Or they really want to buy an expensive piece of equipment that they really need, but they don't know if they can afford it. So they hold off on buying it, potentially foregoing revenue or profit or what have you, because they don't know if they can afford it when in fact, potentially they can. And then on the future front, they don't know if they have enough saved for retirement, if they even know what enough is. They don't know if they should save for retirement or their kids' college first, and they don't know how to set those vehicles up. They wish they understood their money better. They feel stressed about making tough financial decisions alone. They're tired of not being able to pay themselves consistently, and on and on and on. Those are some sample pains that clients often experience. By contrast, you have the dreams. And the dreams are simply inversions or the opposites of the pains. So if you were doing this on your own website, you would take each pain and you would invert it. You would write its opposite. So if the pain was that you can't find the energy to do your own bookkeeping, then the dream is imagine never having to open QuickBooks again. If the pain is having a haunting feeling that you're paying more than you should be, but you don't know what to do about it, then the dream is knowing that we've scoured your situation to make sure you're not making a penny more than you owe. If the pain is always stressing that you're going to be running out of cash, then the dream is feeling confident that you have the cash you need to run your business plus a 6-month cushion. If the pain is feeling stressed about making important decisions alone, then the dream is being able to talk through big financial decisions with someone who knows your numbers and can help you understand the impact of decisions before you make them. And if the pain was being confused about all your options for tax savings, retirement, and college savings, then the dream is having a plan for the future and someone to help you implement that plan. When you put this copy on your website, each of your clients' pains should have a dream to go with it. And each of your clients' dreams should have a pain to go with it. When I help clients write pains and dreams for their websites, the way that I think of it is like y equals 1 over x. So of course, x equals 1 over y, and you can just go back and forth. So if you write a dream, you can invert it into a pain. If you write a pain, you can invert it into a dream. The best thing about pains and dreams is that you don't have to come up with the words. The words in the pain and dream sections are your clients' words. The pains and dreams are what your clients say to you. So start listening for the things that they complain about or the things that they wish they had and jot their words down. Your clients write the pains and dreams on your website, not you. So there's a pro tip here when writing pains and dreams. Consider avoiding basics, like saying that we will make sure you never overpay on taxes. It's a little too basic. It's like a restaurant saying, we will make sure your burger is never cold. Or to really drive home the point, it's like if your oncologist says you can count on her to run all the proper blood tests. It doesn't inspire a ton of confidence. Also, avoid claiming expertise that's actually closer to your job. Like, we've developed an expertise for strategic tax planning. That's like me saying, I've developed an expertise in strategic coaching. If you're an expert at strategic tax planning, talk about the results your expertise creates for your clients. Also consider avoiding stuff that doesn't make your prospect feel so hot. Like, we can help you effectively manage your tax burden, which is kind of like your trainer at the gym saying, I can help you manage the pain you experience from the micro tears we'll make to your muscles while we strengthen them. No. Don't sell me on the micro tears and managing the soreness. Sell me on how strong I'm going to feel after I've been working out with you for 6 weeks. So go through your website and scour for phrases that don't make working with you sound so appealing, that claim expertise that is more like the core of your job, and that talk about results that really are a given. When you write out your client's pains and dreams, it will give you more clarity about where your work with your clients fits into their bigger picture. And it helps you attract more of the kinds of clients you want to work with. It helps you repel the kinds of clients you don't want to work with and the kind of work that you don't want to be doing. It signals that you understand your clients' problems, perhaps even better than they understand them themselves. It positions you in their mind as someone with the very expertise they were looking for. It increases their perception of the value that you can provide, which in turn increases your ability to increase your prices, which in turn increases your margins, which in turn means you can take on fewer clients for the same revenue, and fewer clients for the same revenue can help you bring your hours down. Getting your pains and dreams on your website is just one of the countless steps I help you take in Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind to help you clarify for yourself where you want to take your business, what kind of work you want to be doing, and what kind of clients you want to be doing that work for. And this is just one piece of helping you create the business that you want to have more quickly with less frustration and less feeling overwhelmed with all the business decisions you need to make. Getting your pains and dreams on your website is just one part of helping you work a lot less for the revenue you bring in. When you get your clients' pains and dreams on your website, it is better for your prospects, it's better for your clients, it's better for your accounting practice, and it's better for you and your life on your one trip through space. Have an amazing day. I'll see you next week. Hi again. Would you rather spend your weekends outside playing or at your desk? In Down to 40 Hours CPA Mastermind, we put an end to overworking while maintaining revenue. Go to geraldinecarter.com to learn more. Dates, times, pricing, it's all there.